longtime NFL and CFL player, longtime veteran broadcaster with the Fan 590 and with TSN as well. Chris Schultz passing away at age 61. And to talk about Schultzy, one of his close friends and broadcast colleague as well, and one of our friends and colleagues for many years as well, going back to his days on this very radio station, the play-by-play voice of the Toronto Argos, Mike Hogan. Hoagie, thanks for the time today.
No problem. I haven't been on the station in a decade, and you have me follow Chris Simpson talking about Wally Gretzky? Like, that's easy to do. Jeez.
Hoagie!
What's up, boys? It's reunion time. This is awesome. I wish it was something different, but it's great. You know, it's like you guys won't go away from me because I'm watching you guys and listening to you guys so much. So congrats on the belated congrats on the show, and you guys just killing it on the Raptors coverage.
Well, we appreciate that, Hoagie.
Thanks, Michael.
That, and I'll echo your sentiments too. We wish it was under different circumstances, and I know this one hits home for you especially hard. And I mentioned this on Twitter, Hoagie. I think back to, you know, producing, whether it was Football Sunday, whether it was Football Fridays, whether it was CFL Weekly, when I was just the young kid coming out of school and producing and eventually working my way to some on-air stuff. I can remember that first meeting with Chris Schultz and him walking in the room 6'8" and that massive handshake that just would cripple and break your hand. And he always, though, was so quiet, so calm, so welcoming. And he had that type of personality with, whether it was the intern, the part-timer, or the broadcast legend, whomever he was speaking to, you were the most important person in the room. And he wasn't looking over his shoulder to see if there's somebody else that he should be talking to.
Chris was a big man who loved the little guy. And you know, he always had the back of those who you know, needed a little boost. If somebody was having a tough time, Chris was there for them. If somebody, back when he played, aside from game day, when he was, you know, a completely different dude. But, you know, he was the guy who would look after the smaller guys and the guys who didn't have the high-profile jobs and make sure that other players were treating them well. So, like, that's just his personality. He tried to look out for friends and colleagues and just make sure everybody was in a good place. He's going to be best as much for his football acumen, but even more so for the kind of guy he was. He's a hell of a nice man.
Hoagie, I mean, Schultzy kind of disappeared off the airways for a while there. I mean, he was such, as you said, he was such a presence and a heck of a football guy too. Like, he knew the game. I mean, you don't play for the Cowboys and then, you know, come and play for the Argos. You don't play professional football for that long without knowing the game. His love for the game, did it wane in later years or not?
No, not at all. He had his run with TSN that ended after 22 years. And he still followed it. And, you know, I was working down the dial at the time, and Chris gave me a call and said, is there anything I can do to be involved with the Argo radio broadcast? And Jeff Johnson, another former player, was a dynamite color guy and good friend. And you know, Chris wasn't going to move him out of that job, no matter how good Chris was. It was like, you know, there's no opening. And I explained that. And he said, the last thing I want to do is step on Jeff's toes because you know, he's really good and I've heard nothing but great things about him. And then Jeff calls me about a month later, not knowing that Schultzy had called me, and said, I'm moving with my family to Halifax, which opened up a job for Schultzy. And Chris loved game day. I can't tell you how much he loved getting back and being involved with the Argos again, even kind of at arm's length. He absolutely, you know, it was a much-needed jolt. You mentioned, you know, he kind of went away for a while, Jonesy. And, you know, his dad passed away, and he had a couple of health scares, which seem unrelated. He died of a heart attack in Burlington yesterday. The scares were unrelated to what happened eventually. But he, you know, he had a really rough couple of years, and this was almost like he got this jolt of adrenaline, this much needed jolt of life again, to be able to be close to a sport that he loved, as you mentioned, that he knew, that he respected. And, you know, I was happy to be there for him, but, you know, so great working with him. Just, you know, as you mentioned, we started at Fan 590 back in 93 together. And we had a pretty good decade and a half run.
Speaking with, Mike Hogan, play-by-play voice for the Toronto Argos. Hoagie, I read your piece that you posted a few hours ago on the Argonauts website, argonauts.ca. For those that haven't read it, maybe you could share the story as well, because it just sort of speaks to what, you know, the memories I have, especially of Chris in the early days, going back again at the Fan, and when he first broke into the broadcast business. You know, he was a guy that the preparation that he put in for a 30-minute show, let alone for a three-hour show, and the way that he could hold court in the producer's office, let alone in the studio. But it wasn't like he was just this polished guy when he first stepped in. It took some work and some getting used to create the career that he ultimately had for damn near 25 years.
Chris Clark came in. He was the producer at the time, and he said, I've got a couple of guys who want to come in. I want to try them out to see if they can be football analysts. And they came in at the same time. There was Brian Warren, who I mentioned in the story, made Barry White sound like a smurf. Like, he had as good a deep, resonant voice, smooth as silk. And then there was Schulte, who was just wouldn't say a word. Like, he was quiet, which is hard to believe, getting to know Schulte as I did. But he was nervous. He couldn't believe that he was talking to people through a microphone and people were listening. He was just blown away by that concept. But he eventually got pretty comfortable with it. But, you know, I had this 6'8", 300-pound raw lump of clay to work with, and he always wanted to get better. And you know, you talk about the preparation, my God, whoever owns Sharpie owes him a lot of money, because he would write everything out in hand. Even, you know, he couldn't type. Like, God, I would get an email from him about what he wanted to do before an Argo broadcast, and I thought, how long did it take him to type this? Because I know he would have been the hen pecker, as it were, you know, the one finger at a time, chicken scratch kind of guy. But he wrote everything out in hand. His notes for his depth chart for an Argo game was written out in Sharpie, because he wanted everything in front of him. His handwriting was almost legible. And, you know, he was just the kind of guy that attacked everything. He wanted to be prepared. And, my God, he ended up making me such a better broadcaster because of that level of preparation. You know, Eric, you talk about, you know, being prepared. Try doing one of those three-hour shows with him. I knew I had to be prepared, because if I wasn't, that would irritate him. And you do not want to irritate Chris Schulte. You know, his nickname when he played was Sybil, because he had the multiple personalities. He was kind and cool and the guy that look after the little guy. But then on game day, you know, he was a mean, ornery, nasty SOB. And that's the way he played. But, you know, he had passion for basically everything and everyone. And if he liked you, he liked you a lot, like they said in the old beer commercial.
Hey, Jonesy, I just have to jump in really quickly for something, just because, okay, Hoagie, you hit on it. The dual personality sense. I can remember Chris sitting there saying, you know, like, whether it's an interview or whether it's just a private conversation, well, do you want to talk to Chris Schulte or do you want to talk to Chris Schulte? Because he would flip between those two personalities, right? He kind of had that bird, the bird or the little devil and angel on either opposing shoulder.
Yeah, and the good thing is I can't remember ever working with him where he wasn't on. And when the microphone went on, Chris went on and lit up and was thoroughly, you know, enveloped in what he was talking about. He just had such a passion for the game, and, you know, for whatever reason, and you guys can probably talk at length about this as well. Sometimes as a broadcaster, chemistry works, and sometimes it could never work. And for whatever reason, Schulte and I found a very, very, very easy to work together, play off each other, very rarely stepped on one another, and you guys have that going as well. So when you get something like that, you exploit it as much as you can. And I never had a bad day working with Schulte.
Awesome stuff, Hoagie. It's tough to really tough to take this one, though. You know, one of our contemporaries, a guy our age in our vintage, and just gone way too soon. It's tough to get past these. It really is, and they seem to have really come rolling at us in the last year and a half. And this is just another one that really, really is tough.
Well, you know, once you hit the other side of 50, you know, the phone calls don't come every 10 years, something like this. They don't come every 5 years. They start to come a little more rapidly. And yeah, that wasn't a good one to get last night, that's for sure.
Hoagie, listen, man, we appreciate you joining us for a few minutes here to share some memories and to you know, just share some thoughts and some stories about your friend and your colleague. And I know it's been tough on you and will be for a number of days and weeks and for time to come. As you wrote in your piece, it's weird to write he was this and to be speaking in the past tense. So thanks for this, man. All the best to you. Stay safe and healthy, and we'll look forward to seeing you in person and catching up when we can do so.
I'll shut you down when I get to the Raptor game, boys. Hopefully that's all right. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Hoagie.